The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, I want to bring to you a person who I saw on Twitter who captured my attention over there with the use of patriotism, truth, humor, and a strong language sometimes, but you got to have that, I think, every once in a while. She caught my attention over there, and we invited her to come on the show. She did. She agreed. I think it's the first time she's ever done anything like this, and she might have been caught off guard by the invite, but she came through in flying colors, as you'll see here on this special edition. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to an influencer over on Twitter. Goes by the name of Harper Lee. You want to give her a follow over there on Twitter, at Harper Lee. Don't forget also to go to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. You can see every show we have ever done over there, free of charge, mind you, either the audio podcast or the video shows. Everything's always free. We do ask you that you kindly consider a voluntary subscription at DougBillings.us. Just click on the support tab over there and have at it. Support the show so that we can continue to bring you conservative truth and drive the liberals crazy while we point out their intellectual immaturity. All right. Without any further ado, let's get into it. My interview with Twitter influencer Harper Lee. Are you ready? The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Let's go.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us from around the planet. You bless us. You honor us. And don't forget, DougBillings.us is where you need to go. DougBillings.us. Head on over there. Every show that we do, every video podcast, every audio podcast, free of charge. We don't charge for that. However, we do ask that if you like it and if you want to support us, there's ways to donate over there. There's ways to subscribe voluntarily. Again, you get everything for free anyway, but if you like what we're doing to help us produce the show and continue it to move forward, DougBillings.us, head on over there. Every once in a while, I was reinstated to Twitter, by the way, a couple of months ago. Thank you, Elon. Thank you very much. Every once in a while on Twitter, I see some people that really crack me up, that really, you know, that are really out there fighting the fight. They're in the trenches. They're spreading the truth. They don't take any BS from anybody, and they call it like they see it. Now, I spend a lot of time over on Truth Social. Devin Nunez, I know you're watching, and yes, I'm on Truth Social more often than anywhere else with you and President Trump and others. But I ran across someone the other day on Twitter, and I just thought, I'm going to message her and see if she wants to come on the show. So out of the blue, here she is. She goes by the name of Harper Lee over on Twitter. Harper, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Hey, so are you in any way related to the author of To Kill a Mockingbird?
No, that is my favorite author, and it's my alter ego, because I was hiding from the Twitter police, because I may or may not have been suspended 12 times.
12 times. Mm-hmm. So may or may. Well, OK, well, let's go back. Let's talk about that. Why All Twitter? Right. How did you find Twitter? Why Twitter? How long you been doing it? You had multiple hundreds of thousands of people at one point following you.
Yes. I was disenchanted with Facebook. I lived in California at the time. Obviously have liberal family members, liberal friends, and, you know, they felt the need to comment on anything I said, and I didn't want to fight with them. So a friend of mine said, you should go to Twitter. And I was like, what's Twitter? I mean, I knew what it was, but I wasn't interested. I went to Twitter and life changed. And I don't follow people that I know unless they're of like-minded, just because I don't want to fight with liberals, and I certainly don't want to hurt family members' feelings, because that tends to be what they operate on anyways. So I just let it rip.
And so inevitably
I love it.
inevitably, I love it too, and I like watching what you're posting. But you'll call liberals out. I mean, you know, it's not like you. What are your, if you were to think about, I don't know, like, what are your three or four top tenets, your top beliefs, your top, the top, the information that you really want to get out there? If you could identify an order of it, what would it be?
Wow. Let me think that through. I think, and this is going to sound kind of weird because it might not sound like it should be a big priority, but it is for me. The wokeism that's going on in this country right now, I believe, is rotting us from the inside out. Yeah. So I actually think it's more important than people think it is. I mean, that's my process on it. Yeah. I mean, they're blending the genders. I mean, they're altering children under the age of 18, letting them take beta blockers, have a sex change operations, or at least working their way towards that. Hello, going to a restroom, maybe possibly running into a male. That's not working for me at all. And it is insanity. And I believe you literally can't say anything without offending somebody. And it's too much. And it is rotting us. It is rotting this country. So that's one of the number one things. And then, I mean, cause look at what wokeism's done, right? If you're a patriot, apparently now we're racist. If you like the flag, you're racist. It kind of, you know, it was a slow burn though. Come, you know, with the kneeling starts. Here comes Kaepernick back from the off season, and this fool gets up there and kneels, and all of a sudden they all go, "Oh, let's all kneel." And I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm out. Peace out, NFL." Yeah, so that's one of the major ones. But calling out the hypocrisy of the left, the fact that I just watched Plaskett, that representative that was talking to Matt Taibbi and the other guy that did the Twitter files, released the information, and she called them so-called journalists. It's that elitist, snarky, talking down to you attitude that they've accused the GOP for years of, and now they are literally the exclusive. They exclude you. If you don't carry water for the Democrat Party and you're not of the elitists, you're out. If you're, and God forbid, you're a Black conservative or a person of any color that thinks for themselves, you're immediately voted off the island. So wokeism is like my number one because it kind of leads into so many things. You know,
you're right.
I
get it. And just the other day in the White House, we watched the White House award the Woman of the Year award to a trans man. Now, look, I've said it a dozen times or so, at least on my show, Harper. There is no amount of surgery or hormone therapy that's going to change the gender of your soul. It just can't happen. Once a man, always a man. And this attack on women is a serious, serious thing. And there is nobody talking about whether it's, you know, Leah Thomas swimming at Penn State or whether it's this gal. This guy getting the Woman of the Year award. I mean, it's out of control. And the attack on women, I think, is one of those ones that rank up in there. It's a serious deal. But wokeism, I think you're right.
100%. Absolutely. Go ahead.
The way that liberals, I mean, I classify them as intellectually immature, and I love to point it out. I love to point out the fact that you have the other day with Tucker Carlson and the J6 tapes, for example, it gets them what you saw, I think, in their reaction from the left. The Democratic Party in Washington, D.C., in my opinion, doesn't exist anymore. They've blended communism and socialism together. I call them the Commu-Socialist Party. And you see Chuck Schumer, I think for the first time in American history, a leader of the Senate is demanding that a national American news organization censors itself. It's so what you see is terror. They are terrified that Tucker has revealed the truth to their plot. What do you think?
100%. We were on the cusp. If we keep going the way we're going, if we do not stand up and take the fight on, however that is for you, and you say that on Twitter and you'll get the liberals going, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about going to the streets with guns?" It's like, no, what we're talking about is taking a stand. And because if we continue to stand by and let them do this, like that right there, he literally called for censorship of a media organization. This is America, not the CCP. But if we keep on this path, we're headed that direction. It's a little terrifying.
Yep. Very terrifying. I think, you know, the reason he's all befuddled and the mm-hmm. entire Commune Socialist Party on the left side of the aisle is all terrorized by this.
Right.
Is because literally, they have Zoom calls just like what we're doing here, except there's multiple participants. They have them every day. What are the talking parts? Okay, we got MSNBC, we got CNBC over here, we got ABC. Right. What are we going to talk? Okay, Tucker's tapes. What are we going to say? They get together and have a confab about what they're going to say. You can go from any channel any given night. They're saying the same thing. You've got Schumer up there saying, well, Fox, you better fall in line. I mean, it's astounding.
And you are onto something right there with the talking points, because think of all the tapes that have been rolled over the years, especially since Trump, about that talking point. Like, they literally get their marching orders.
Yep.
And watch, I mean, when Pelosi was still Speaker of the House, Pelosi, Schumer, and then all your talking heads, AOC, the squad, they all say the same thing. And I'm sorry, I don't think it's as effective as they think it is, because what I hear, even from I really do. Okay, I'm snarky, you know that, and I get crazy on Twitter, and I cuss and I call them out. I mean, my pinned tweet is using the F-bomb. I'm just saying, but it's about the J6 committee. I think they should go straight to effing prison, and that is my sentiment 1,000%. However, I also try to do a reach across the aisle, and you know, you're not going to get a Democrat really to probably conform unless they're disenchanted. But I get independents and I get libertarians, and I'll do something like, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm an America First conservative.
Right.
And I believe in these things. And then they'll go, well, I believe in that too. So I have had some people come to me. I've had about, you know, I'll get like 8 or 10 that'll admit to me openly, hey, you know what? You kind of made me see like I might want to go with this, because I believe in that. I'm okay with what, maybe I don't like Trump back when he was, you know, rerunning for 2020. Maybe I don't like how he is polarizing or whatever you want to say, but I like what he believes in. I like what he brings to America. Well, look what he did for us, and look what we're at now.
Let's pick. Can you stay with me through until the next segment here? We got to take a break.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, break right in a minute. Just enjoy your trip here into capitalism. Don't forget DougBillings.us. Head over there. Voluntarily subscribe. Help us continue to produce the show. And we will be right back with Harper Lee from Twitter right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. Can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Joseph M. Wanted with the Constitutionalist Politics. Tune in for the upcoming episode for May 4. Issue, Never the Issue, as well as guests Peter Serafin, Rosemary Downer, Don Gallade, Gista the rapper, Cy Young, Jason Perry, and upcoming Jack Hagar, Andrew Thorpe King, Trent Rock, Ed Temple, Chris Morehouse, and more. Please tune in to Constitutionalist Politics. God bless.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the United States of America, and where we always provide you evidence of the obvious. Yes, indeed, liberals are intellectually immature. You can believe that. Administrator Biden, he's not the president. Administrator Biden. Now, that doesn't mean that that somebody else is in control, ladies and gentlemen. You know me. I just call him Administrator Biden. Never going to call the guy president. Harper Lee from Twitter found her about a week or so ago, stumbled upon her, and she just cracks me up with her candid tweets and her zeal, her passion. I think it's obvious. If you listen to the last segment, you're in for another one here. Okay, Harper, you know, we talked about when we left last for the break, we were talking about how the Communist Socialist Party, formerly known as the Democrats, how they word things and how they put things forward in the media. You know, Chuck Schumer on the floor calling for censorship. I want to get your take on this. What I notice with liberals, now this could be any way from anyone. Have you ever seen Rob Reiner post on Twitter?
Respond to him all the time about his bromance.
So Meathead is out there. He's one of the primary ones, but Schumer, Pelosi, all of the mainstream media, whenever they look at something that's a threat to the country, mm-hmm. they will say something like this. They'll say that Harper Lee, she threatens our democracy. Or Tucker Carlson threatens our democracy. And it's subtle, but it's a soapbox issue for me. We are not a democracy. And they know damn well we're not. And there's a huge difference between a democracy and a republic. And our founding fathers debated. If anybody has ever read the Federalist Papers, mm-hmm. you will know this. They debated a true, pure democracy versus a representative republic. And what we have here is the left subtly trying to use propaganda and to brainwash by using the word democracy, because that's what they really want. They want a democracy whereby people are elected, but they don't have to abide by the majority rules. They can do whatever the hell they want if they get elected in a pure democracy. In our constitutional republic, you can't do that, and it rubs them the wrong way. They don't want anything to do with a republic, and they go out of their way to always, always refer to us as a democracy. I don't know if anybody else is bothered by that, but every time I see it or hear it, it gets me. And I make a point to comment back. Say the word, Rob. Can you say republic? Just call us a republic. Of mm-hmm. course, they never do. Another one is when they call this insurrection we had on January, you know, the events that happened on January 6th, a violent insurrection. That was their, that's where everybody gets together on the Zoom call. And they come together. What are we going to call this thing? What happened? Well, we hired Antifa. We hired Black Lives Matter. Nancy Pelosi's very own daughter was at the Capitol that day filming a documentary about January 6th. Now, how the heck does she know how do they know this is going to happen? She's filming a documentary. She's on site. So they hire these players. They dress up as patriots. They begin to act violently. And they've got all that footage of those people acting out. Meanwhile, we see this week, Tucker Carlson, thanks to Kevin McCarthy, get some tapes. They go through it and they don't scrub them. They don't edit them. They don't except show us the footage. And we see peaceful people walking through the policemen letting them in. And ladies and gentlemen, certain members, I'm not saying every one of them, but certain members of the Capitol Police were on the take. and we've Absolutely. Got to root them out. So now that's a big introduction to this segment and a long one, probably way too long. But okay. What about the words they used and the things they say? Because it matters. And this insurrection, Tucker's tapes and all of it, what are your thoughts?
You use their words against them, like you just said right there. They always say words matter. Well, they do. And God forbid you say constitutional republic. You say the word republic at all, they freak out. Oh, it's a democracy. No, we're not mob rule. We are we're not that. We are a constitutional republic. I will say this, though. If Republican representatives, senators, everything, all the way down the line to local government, don't start getting unified and start fighting every time this administration and Democrats are violating the Constitution, that's problematic, because every time we let them get away with an inch, it's something we let stand and it starts chipping away at that. Yep. And my whole thing is this is where the Democrats do beat us, though. And I will say this, that messaging right there that you talked about, they're very unified. I will give them that. It makes me sick. I think it's disgusting that they always use talking points, that they're always saying the same thing. Whoever the target of the day is, Tucker is yep. currently their target. Yep. So they're going to use the same exact words to describe him. You know, it's irresponsible. It's going to provoke violence against the, you know, whatever, against the Capitol. But they are united and they don't backbite in public, where conservatives, we all tend to come at things sometimes a little differently. And we do tend to fight a little bit, and we kind of publicly do it. And I'm all for calling out Mitch McConnell or any of these guys that aren't doing their flipping jobs. But as a base, but sometimes we're our own worst enemy, where at least the Democrat politicians, the people that have the podium, the mic, they're way more united than we are sometimes.
Yeah. I've commented. Yeah. That they, when they circle their wagons, they fire outward. When we circle our wagons, we fire inward too often.
Yeah.
And, I hear you. There's sometimes on our side, though, there are people that will put out these kooky ideas and these out of the world. Don't worry, just eat your popcorn. It's all a movie. President Trump is going to come back because the military is in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, so I do call that out. I think that's Absolutely. I think that's dangerous. That was never true, first of all. And right. We have to deal in reality and we have to deal in truth. Right. So, I mean, that's how I see it. Now, with regards to, Twitter specifically, and I know that you're sometimes on Truth Social, but what has changed? You've been there a long time. You've mm-hmm. had you've been canceled, you've been brought back, you're back now. What is the evolution? What do you think of Elon? What do you think he's doing over there? What's your assessment?
I believe his mission is true. I believe that because everybody needs to remember, because people, I get this sometimes from conservatives. I love when they lecture me. You know, he's not a conservative. I'm like, yes, I'm very well aware he's a card-carrying Democrat. However, he voted for Trump in 2020. He's publicly admitted that. So, you know, check.
And he's but probably mostly, more libertarian, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he is definitely leaning towards libertarian. You know what he saw, though? He sat back and watched a platform where conservatives weren't necessarily, they were saying the truth. They weren't going, hey, I'm calling to have you hung from a gallows. Yeah. I'm saying you're crap and you are full of it. And I'm going to call you out every time and twice on Sunday. Maybe I used a little bit of salty language, but oh, you got your feels hurt. That's not a reason to suspend people. But they were the old guard. I call them the old Twitter guard, was suspending. Basically, I know a guy that got suspended for calling a liberal a goofball. I mean, really? And that's no BS. I got suspended on Cap the Hammer One, my 198,000 gone a week after Trump. They suspended me for tweeting spam. And I'm like, I've never tweeted spam in my life. I always report those and block them. So yeah. Now he buys it. And this is the only thing I kind of got impatient with. Some of my friends are all, what? It's the same old thing. And I'm like, he's had it for a week. What do you think? He is. So what I've gotten from what he has said publicly is they are constantly unraveling things that were done prior to the old guard leaving and getting terminated, fired, whatever you want to call it, laid off. But every time they undo a problem, another one develops. So you'll start seeing, like, you'll hear people complain about engagement. they're not being engaged on there and their numbers are down. And it's like, oh, because, okay, so that's the most important thing on Twitter for you. So you're worried about clicks right now, but you got a guy that's willing to let you stay alive. Cause I am okay, I'm saying it publicly. I'm on a ban evasion. I am violating the Twitter rules. However, they're not suspending for that because they know and it's not just a hundreds, it's thousands of conservatives were suspended right along with Trump. Like they say the number that got released, I heard was 100,000. I think it's 250,000. Okay. That's what I think. Because, like I said, I had 198 and there's another guy that had 300 over here.
All right. You had 198. We have, believe it or not, we have 1 minute left. We hit the 10 minute mark here.
Oh my God, sorry. So,
and what in one minute or less, how does somebody grow their Twitter audience? How do you get so many followers?
Number one thing that I would say you have to do is you have to engage with your followers. You do a tweet and any comments you get, engage with every single comment. People love that. They want to know that they're being heard too. So, and I also I exchange tweets with DMs with people. So I get a little bit of a push. Yeah. But also it's engagement. It's all about talking to people out there and letting them know and going on their tweets. Like somebody comes on yours and they go to their page, go look at their stuff and engage them. And it's kind of like a pay it forward.
All right. There it is. Hey, Harper, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you for being brave enough to be solicited to come on the show and just talk about Twitter and your experiences over there.
Well, I'm honored to be here. I'd love to come back and talk to you. It was a blast, and you're right. It goes by so fast.
Goes by fast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Harper Lee. You can find her at Harper Lee on Twitter. Please follow her. Check her out. I'm over there at Doug Billings, and we hope to see you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You are the plan. Make sure you get out there and get involved in your local level, and let's reclaim our republic. God bless you. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.